If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Think big, think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is May 8th. Right? 2017. And as always, we're here to talk about everything that affects you and your buckos and all points in between. We'll do the market. We'll do Trump land. More of the market. And we'll do Trump land. We'll do central banks. Scams, shams, corruption. Debt, deficits. You name it, we'll cover it. Hope you're having a good day. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive or live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button to go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me, just be nice, read our commentary articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today. If you want our latest webcast, press the webcast button. If you want to know what we're doing, we'd like to know what you're doing, press the money management button. If you want to get our notes direct to you, press the subscribe button, and I'm sure there's some other things up there. All at GaryK.com. Next, we're going to hold over one more day for our contest in the Phoenix Scottsdale area. This is just for the Phoenix Scottsdale area. $200 gift certificate to a restaurant of our choice. We want to pick a good one. Two tickets to an Arizona Cardinal game, and we're upping the cash component, $200. So it's about total of $600-$700 of a Gary Kaltbaum benevolent gift to the area. Fair enough? How do you do it? Email GaryK.com or GKaltbaum@Kaltbaum.net. That's K-A-L-T-B-A-U-M. And very simply, here's the deal. Answer the question, what's my favorite resort hotel in the Phoenix Scottsdale area? If you get it right, more than one person gets it right, we'll put in a hat, pull it out, and that will be that. The contest ends, listen carefully, tomorrow at noon, Phoenix Scottsdale time, which would be 3 o'clock my time. In Trump land today, really not a lot in Trump land today that would affect markets, your money, not a lot going on there. The big story of today was that you had this Sally Yates, the ex-attorney general, I believe, and this guy Clapper. He was in the intelligence department, both with the last president. And there was a whole big to-do on Capitol Hill about this Michael Flynn, who looks like, I'm just saying looks like, a lion's sack of doofusity. Looks that way. And the whole thing about Russia and who knows what's going on there. But the only thing I was thinking about was that room. Do you guys watch it? It was like 3.5 hours. I had it on the tube. The room was full of a bunch of senators. A bunch of senators. Which means the room was full with a bunch of miserable failures. Miserable failures that we keep electing. What do I mean by that? How's our debt and deficits these days? How's GDP, even though we took interest rates down to zero and printed $5 trillion? Just realize the reason why the economy cannot grow to its potential is because all these politicians and their deficits and deficit spending and the debt and the 75,000 pages of tax code, the 75,000 pages of regulations, the lie they call Obamacare, and the $1 trillion in taxes in that. They're all miserable failures. They're up there questioning others. I can't tell you how much it sickens me to listen to any of them. And let me be clear. On both sides of the aisle. You can't get to $20 trillion without both of them. Under George Bush, it was $5 trillion. Under Barack Obama, who gets the big championship belt, it was $9 trillion of debt. Imagine. Miserable. That's why... when anybody asks me, Gary, who do you think the greatest president was? Who do you think the worst president we ever had? I say, on the economy / our money, Barack Obama. How can you say that? The markets. Don't tell me the market's up. I got to tell you, I can get the market up by keeping rates down at 0%, printing $5 trillion and doing $9 trillion of debt. I'm a long-term guy. So he's the worst in our history. Our history. George Bush number two. And throw in the complete mishandling of the Iraq war. And George Bush, two demerits. Notice I didn't say about going and doing the Iraq war. The complete mishandling of the Iraq war. Because just remember, both Democrats and Republicans signed off on Iraq. And remember, it wasn't a lie. He didn't lie about the war before they went in. When things got bad, the Benedict Arnolds on the Democratic side jumped off the ship. Oh, now it's a lie. Just remember, they voted for it. And just remember, before Bush, the Clintons, the Kennedys, all of them were all for it. So don't buy the snow job that the media and the Dems paraded out to you. But anyway, I digress. It just nauseates the hell out of me when I watch either a congressional committee or a senatorial committee. I just want to vomit listening to any of them. They are all parties to $20 trillion of debt that we can never get out of. And again, everything's fine as long as the markets cooperate. Remember that. Everything's fine. And they're trying to tell you, we're okay. $20 trillion of debt, psh, psh. And interest rates are low, psh. Nothing happened at 15. Why should it happen at 20? Psh. Just remember everything I'm telling you here. Remember in 06 and 07 when I was telling you a credit bubble. Remember when I was telling you lending standards had dropped into the ground. Remember I told you there was too much leverage in the system. Back in 06, 07. Remember, on Fox News, I stated there was a housing bubble and I was laughed at. Bad things ultimately happen when there's too much leverage and debt. Notice the word ultimately. We don't know when ultimately is, and right now, 40% of the market stinks. 60% of the market's in shape, and about 10% of the market, and that would be NASDAQ 100, especially the big mega cap names. And that be something to watch, because when markets get narrower and narrower, and by a fewer and fewer names, it's something to watch. That's all. And, you know, it is not very often we mention something called the VIX, the Volatility Index. It has hit numbers we have not seen since 93. Now, I heard some people on TV get it 1,000% wrong. It does not measure how great the market is. It measures how complacent things are. And complacency can last a long time. We just keep it in the file manager for the day when the markets aren't cooperating so much and that volatility index goes whoosh. W-O-O-O-O-S-H, or maybe W-H-O-O-O-O-S-H. Whoosh to the upside. But as of today, that has not happened yet. Matter of fact, at all. Today, another day where the indices didn't move, but some big mega cap tech names and Fuego. Again, how long it lasts, how far it goes, beats the heck out of me. We'll just stay in tune with it for you and for us. Tomorrow be another day. And remember, we're almost out of earnings season. Just a few big names left. Up next, full market wrap, movers of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today. We thank you for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Hey, travelers! Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. By the way, in other news, there was a French election, and the dude who was way ahead won, and it is absolutely meaningless. Nothing's going to change. They're still going to have massive debt deficits, socialism, stupidity, but it's a beautiful place. I've been to Paris a few times. I'm going to be in Normandy in about 3 weeks. I'm doing all kinds of bucket list stuff, kids. I just did the Auschwitz Birkenau concentration camps. I'm going to do Normandy. I'm going to a lot of historical sites because I got some business in France, so I'm going to take that side trip. Hey, you got to do what you got to do, right? Anyway, that was that election. Otherwise, kind of sort of quiet day, not a lot of big news going on. You know, it was interesting. I got asked over the weekend about the Fed last week, and I didn't even talk about it. Yeah, isn't that great? You know what I think of all these central banks and what they're doing here and ultimate outcomes. They're very, very lucky people. Very, very lucky that they can print unlimited amounts of money. Let's get going. Not a lot of movement in the indices, but a lot of jello moving on the plate. Let us do today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Dow 5, S&P flat, NASDAQ up 1, NASDAQ 100 up 13, though. Transports down a juicy 98. Advanced declines, 13.16 on New York, 12.17 on the NASDAQ. Small caps were weak. New highs contracted a little bit. In the Dow today, Apple up another 4. Boeing, a stick. Home Depot, a stick. Home Depot, new high ground. Apple, new high ground. Boeing, I think, almost new high ground. Otherwise, not a lot going on. Transport, as we have been telling you, an area to avoid, except there were a few airlines starting to set up to possibly emerge. Has not happened yet. Financials stood still today, but I must say, like I stated early last week, they feel like that if they wanted to, the setup is there
to move back up above moving averages. In fact, Citigroup has. Bank America's close. And there's a few regional banks that are set up better too, but they did nothing today. Now I want to bust a few things up. First off, Coach is buying Kate Spade, I believe it is. Interesting enough, Kate Spade, the stock is way down from the highs of $42 in 2014, and they're being bought out by $18. Sometimes it just don't work that good, ladies and gentlemen. A few areas of note. First off, the biotech. I think for almost a year, I have been telling you about the $300 level in the symbol IBB. And that is a biotech, NASDAQ Biotechnology Index. It hit 300 last Tuesday, and it's rolling over again. 300 was resistance in end of February, last November, last September, last August, last July. And it looks like it ain't going to make it. We have been telling you to underweight biotech for a very long time. We're going to stay that way. And when you have a chance today, one of the names that was setting up, actually acting okay, was Celgene, C-E-L-G, one of the names with good earnings and revenue. That busted down today on very heavy volume. Does not augur well for the biotechs. We have been telling you to avoid the media stocks as of late because all this cord cutting. Well, maybe you want to take a look at, there's just a few names you can just go through. Go to AT&T, Verizon, Liberty Media, Sprint, Disney. Viacom. I can list a bunch. All get hit hard recently. And I was reading the story about ESPN this week, about what they've lost and what's going on there and how much they paid for the rights to a lot of these sports things. Just so you know, ESPN fired 100 on-air personnel, some of my favorites they got rid of, starting with Chris Berman, which really peed me out. So we'll see what happens. And I finally looked at what I have. I have DirecTV, and I have everything. I realized this weekend I don't need everything, and they're going to get a call from me this week. There's these companies like Hulu that are coming out with these little skinny packages. Because I got to tell you, I think I have 300 channels. If I use 10 of them, it's a lot. So if I'm looking at that, that means a lot of others are looking at that. And there's been millions of people cord cutting. And it seems that the youngsters couldn't give a crap about all this stuff, as they're doing a bunch of streaming and all that. So we'll see how this plays out. Even Disney, that was acting very well, broke support last week. I believe they report earnings tomorrow, Wednesday. One of those 2 days. Last two quarters for Disney, -8 and -5 earnings. -3 and -3 sales. And that's inclusive. You got to see what goes on at the parks here at Disney World. Busy. And now they're coming out with this Avatar, this new section in May. That's going to be a big hit. Everybody's doing more and more. Got to compete with Harry Potter. Harry Potter's got to compete with them. So more traffic in Central Florida. Yay! Up next on The Edge, more of the markets. Movers of the day. News of the day. Much more today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
I got a lot of feedback from you guys over the weekend on me reading to you all the taxes that were never told to you because the media covered up under Obamacare. Nobody questioned them because obviously you guys went on Google and checked it out that I was correct. Obama put $1 trillion of new taxes onto the American public, and Trump is rolling them back. And in typical fashion, the left and the media are saying that Trump is heartless. It's a gift to the wealthy. It's tax cuts for the rich. And all he's doing is rolling back tax hikes that Obama put on to people, not even in a bill, inside a health care bill. It wasn't even a tax bill, or supposedly. So we appreciate all the comments. And just remember, ladies and gentlemen, we will tell you when we're throwing you opinion. We will tell you when we're given facts. And what's interesting to me, and y'all can debate me on anything I'm saying here, but Barack Obama created a health care plan that Nancy Pelosi, one of the heads of the Democratic Party, admitted she didn't read. They told you that premiums and deductibles will go down, coverage will go up, and you will keep your be able to keep your doctors. You remember all that. It's a health care bill with the main architect, Jonathan Gruber, admitted on video that Barack Obama and the whole administration lied about Obamacare and its intent in order to get the bill passed. And the reason why they were able to lie is because there was a lack of transparency by the media. And you're a bunch of dummies. Go look at the video. So the outcome of the bill, just so you know, premiums have skyrocketed, deductibles have skyrocketed, coverage has gone down, and people are losing their doctors. Insurance companies are dropping like flies. There are over 1,000 counties now that only have one coverage, and a bunch now without any coverage. I believe Iowa is probably going to have no coverage, the whole state, real soon. It created millions of more hours of paperwork for doctors instead of spending time with patients. And it's just blowing up. So the Obamacare, forget the Republicans, forget Trump, it's blowing up on its own. So here you got Donald Trump coming in. Let me be clear. I have no clue whether it's going to be a good bill or not. I read through it. You never know. Of course, the left is lying about a few things. They're not getting rid of pre-existing conditions. They are taking money out of Medicaid, but they're applying it somewhere else. I can go on and on. What's amazing to me is the lack of media coverage on Obamacare blowing up, but the absolute ripping of Trump and his bill. And again, let me be clear. I'm no Einstein. I'm reporting the news to you on Obamacare. I cannot predict the news on Trump care, which, by the way, the House bill is going to be changed a dozen times with the Senate, and we'll see what comes of it. Just keep a cool head. I know they're telling you people are going to die. People are going to get sick. The elderly are screwed. They're going to pay a ton more money. The end of the world's coming. This is the same template I've been hearing since my bar mitzvah. And that is one group of people hate the poor, hate the elderly, want to take food off your table, only care about the rich. It's a lie. I got news for you. Both parties care about the rich. One just markets it better than others. And remember the socialists. They are capitalists with their money. They are socialists with your money. They are capitalists with their life. They are socialists with your life. They want complete control of their own life, but they want you to have no control over your life. Remember all this when they're BSing you to death. Remember all this when you start reading about what's going on in Venezuela right now. And Cuba. And all those other bastions of whatever you want to call it. Anyway, that's my thought on your emails. And we'll see how it plays out. It is. Let me just say this. It's the second inning. It is the absolute second inning for all this. For the day. Oh, by the way, I got to stop on Apple. Apple's worth now $800 billion. And just as an aside, I just want you to remember what we told you on that big gap up day on February 1st, that this could be a gap of importance. That was at 129, 130. It's now 153. And for a mega cap names, that's a big move. Not the bit. I've seen things gap and in 4 months go up 100%. But we're just letting you know when a mega cap does that, they usually work. And Apple being Apple $4 is a big move. Amazon up 12 today, still acting very well. Google up 8, acting very well off that little gap about 6 days ago. PetMed Express on their earnings up 6 to $30. That's a big move. Newell Brands up 5 to 51 on their numbers. Four more. AutoZone. As mentioned, Apple. NetEase, been weak recently. Three or more. Varian Medical. TAL Education. JD.com, check out this one. Little mini gap here to the new high. That's on earnings. That's been strong. United Rentals, Pioneer Natural Resources, a little better bid in the oils today. Remember Friday we told you we thought maybe we'll be in the midst of a bounce, but the main trend is negative. Tower Semiconductor, Weibo, Power Integration, Herbalife with that big short position moves into new high ground. Mazor Robotics, SBA Communications, Lear Corp, Coach, which is buying Kate Spade. And I think that is about it for the upside. On the downside today, Charter Communications down 12 and change. Cable One, 11. Kite Pharmaceuticals, 11 to $70. That's one of those big money losing, no sales biotechs. But it's had a good run. Intuitive Surgical, 11. 9, Stamps.com. Somebody's getting into their business. Tesaro, down 8 and change. Weak biotech. Coherent, 8. They report tomorrow. Costco was not down 7 today. That was a dividend. Special dividend. 6 or more, Regeneron Pharmaceuticals. Log me in. 5 or more, Teleflex and Chipotle. 4 more, Insight Corp, Celgene, both in biotech. Alexion Pharmaceuticals in biotech. Shire PLC in drugs. Allergan, I believe that's drugs too. 3 or more, Tyson Foods, Henry Schein, Coppers Holdings, Martin Marietta Materials, say that 10 times fast. BioMarin Pharmaceuticals, another biotech. Lyondell Basil, Jones Lang LaSalle. Vail Resorts was actually down. Never thought that would ever go down again. 2 or more, Becton Dickinson, L3 Technologies, Ultimate Software, Sage Therapeutics, Automatic Data Processing. Remember we told you that the paychecks and the ADP, big tops put in place. A few more, Illumina, Harris Corp, Clovis Oncology, A Biomed, ASML Holdings, Sanderson Farms, Liberty Global, Broadcom, Jazz Pharmaceuticals, PPG Industries, BlackRock, Cintas, Ellie Mae, IBM. Boy, is that acting bad ever since Warren Buffett said he's selling a bunch. Wynn's Resorts, Eli Lilly, and that's your move of the day. Both on the upside and the downside. So a lot of Jell-O moving on the plate, but Apple, Amazon, Google, Priceline, just a bunch of these mega cap names remain pretty darn strong. I believe Priceline reports after the close tomorrow. Yes, I believe after the close tomorrow. And that would do it for all the big, big, big names as far as tech/internet and all that stuff. Am I correct? Yes. Facebook done, Amazon done, Netflix done. Up next on the Edge. Whatever else. And more. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right. And it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high...
No, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has the latest HP and Dell PCs at great prices every day. And when you buy a new printer or PC at Staples, you get 30 days free tech support. So with Staples' help, your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time.
Biz Talk Radio.
What are you waiting for?
One, two, ready,
yeah!
Go.
Action! Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Dun, dun, dun. Boy, Rush may never do a concert again because they're old and crickety and injured and all that. That would be quite depressing. As you know, I've done all these concerts of all these old groups. Amazing, like Roger Daltrey is now like 70. I went to see The Who. They were fantastic. Just saw Yes with John Anderson, Rick Wakeman, and Trevor Rabin, but Steve Howe was not there. He's doing his own little fake Yes. Who else? I saw McCartney. He's touring again. He's like 90. Damn, he looks good. Man, oh man. Time be flying. That's all I can tell you. Time be a flying. All right. A reminder of a few things. I want you to listen carefully because we're just talking about things that have potential or maybe not. We'll see. We mentioned to you the big insider buying of Twitter around $16.50 by the CEO. Immediately moved up to 18.5. I think Mark Cuban also announced he bought a bunch. Watch this on a pullback. They pulled it back a couple of percent today. I would watch it. We predict nothing here, but if they pull this back constructively on lighter volume into some support levels and start moving it off the support levels, we'll probably look to be buying it. Not 100% because earnings not great, but we're just letting you know we do believe in watching big insider buying. Other names I would be watching, PayPal, very good reaction to earnings. Google, up another 8 today after pulling back a little bit extended here off the gap, but I think there may be a race here between Amazon and Google, which one's going to $1,000 first. Symbol OLED was up 5 and change today, finished up 1, it just extended. Let's see how it pulls back, and just so you know, most things will pull back after getting extended. I'm watching Chipotle here. As it pulls back also, I am watching Global Payments, GPN is the symbol on that. Good gap to the upside. Want to see it settle down. Texas the restaurants, TXRH, very good reaction. SCSS, symbols. I'd be watching that. These are all great earnings numbers, companies, strong reaction to earnings and looking for good setups off those strong reactions. That's all. That's all. Well, there's a lot more earnings to come out, but most of the real important earnings are done. There are Marriott reports tomorrow. It's been a very strong hotel name. I have interest in that. Of course, I mentioned Priceline, and there are others, but just fewer and far between. Most of the important semiconductor names have reported. Most of the Dow names have reported. Disney has not. Most of the big cap tech/internet that have been leading have reported. And I must tell you, earnings pretty decent, nothing spectacular, but reactions of the good stuff were pretty good. And you're in this market right now, what's good is good, what's bad is bad. There have been a lot of blow-ups, like an IBM. A lot of things go by the wayside. Saw a few new names break down today. Just Celgene breaks down today. Tyson Foods breaks down today. There are a bunch of others. So very, very split tape right now. You can't look at the market and throw a big, gigantic dart at it. And that's why we're going underneath the surface on a daily basis for you, busted up the sectors. And again today, oil's bounced a little bit, but I can tell you commodities did not and sank even lower. And for me, the oils and energy and all that, I think there's sells on any bounce. We mentioned to you a couple of names in the group that are actually pretty decently strong. We're not so sure we'd own any names in a group that is weak. A name like Total, T-O-T, broke out last week. Royal Dutch, strong name. I doubt we'll have any interest. For me, I want wind at my back. That means the group is in a bull market. It is of the utmost importance that you recognize you want to be buying inside the groups that are in major uptrends. That's where the money is made. Then going underneath the surface of that group and find the strongest names. And typically you'll see why pretty easily. Big earnings growth, big sales growth, good things going on. So pay attention. We have really broken apart this market for you beautifully over the long term and in the last few months again, picking apart what not to own. And what it takes to do that is time, effort, and a good eye. So stay tuned. And hopefully, all these good reaction to earnings names set up well. If they do, we'll report them to you. We're looking for secondary pie points off the move. And if the market stays in shape, I promise you a bunch of them will do it. You'll have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like I do. Quite the simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Not at all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.